In this week's parsha, Parsha Shemos, we're introduced to the sneh, a burning bush, a burning thorn bush, that was not getting consumed by the fire. When Moshe saw this burning sneh, he understood that there was a deep symbolism to what he was seeing. Chazal say that he realized that like the fire cannot burn the sneh, so too will the Mitzrayim not succeed in destroying the Jewish nation. Maznaim Latira adds that just like the sneh is prickly with thorns that hurt, so too does the sneh symbolize the difficult times of Golos, the very hurting and painful times of Golos, but the Shechina, the fire, is there with us and won't let us falter. But we can also say that at this time, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to take on himself the task of being a leader, and there was a lot that he had to learn as a leader, and the sneh was there to teach him. Firstly, the sneh, as we said, is thorny, and sometimes a leader has to be tough and say things like they are and not be scared of the people around him. However, the sneh is burning with a fire, telling us that the leader has to be on fire, inspiring and awakening the hearts of his followers to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love and enthusiasm, the dual message, the thorns, the tough on the outside, but yes, on fire. The sneh does not get consumed, telling us that a leader has a very difficult and sometimes complicated job, and he has to be careful not to be consumed by the responsibility, but with menuchas hanefesh, deal with the challenges as they come up. Inside, he needs to be quiet and calm, and we have many stories that are told of our gedolim, who before they had to rebuke someone, would either go and put on a special outfit, or wait for a certain amount of time, or sometimes even write a letter and then tear it up, get his feelings out on paper, and don't let yourself be consumed by the fire. Don't let yourself be consumed or altered by the responsibility. The sneh also represents the people, Klal Yisrael, as Hashem tells Moshe, my children, tarchanim v'tadranim heim, they may drive you crazy, they are difficult, but bear the burden of taking care of them, because they are my children. Chazal tell us a story that once a goy asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, a question, a good question. Why did Hashem appear to Moshe in the sneh? Why not in any other tree? And he responded and he said, any other tree that Hashem would have appeared to Moshe, and you would have asked me, why did he appear in an apple tree? Why did he appear in an orange tree? Why did he appear in an esrog tree? So he appeared in a thorn tree, and you're asking me, why did he appear in a thorn tree? But really, there is something about the sneh. The sneh is the lowliest of all trees. There's nothing there that portrays greatness. It's a small thorn bush. There isn't fruits. There's no deep symbolism. There's nothing that the sneh can give us. And yet, even there, or maybe dafka there, the Shechina can be found. This is also a profound message to the leader that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to become. Don't look down at the little people. Even in the sneh, there's greatness to be found. So too, every Jew has a neshama, and even the lowliest Jew, even the thorn bushes amongst us, has a flame, has a fire, is full with Torah and full with mitzvahs. There's something else we can learn from the sneh. When a person sticks his hands into the thorn bush, often he doesn't realize what he's doing. It's sometimes smooth to get in, and you only feel the thorns or realize that you're stuck in thorns once you're already inside and trying to get out. So too, here's a message to a leader. When you have to tell somebody off, when you have to give them teichacha, the way to do it is to do it bedarchei noyam, pleasant and easy going in, so that when a person is hearing it, he's not hearing angry words and he's not getting defensive. They should go in and let him feel the words only once they've penetrated, and they'll make a difference. But if we go in strong, then sometimes the person won't respond properly because he's just feeling the anger. And like a thorn bush can also produce roses, so too does a good leader using the right words at the right time have the potential to bring out beautiful flowers from any thorn bush. And lastly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a message to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says to him, you, Moshe, looked at Klal Yisrael, and said, Achein noida hadavar. After Moshe witnesses Dasan and Aviram fighting, and he realizes that there's a problem with people in Klal Yisrael, specifically in the area of Lashon Hara. But he says, Moshe says, I've always wondered, why did the Jews deserve this? Why are we here? Why are we here in Mitzrayim? Achein noida hadavar. I see Dasan and Aviram, and I realize that perhaps this nation doesn't deserve to be saved. And it could be that it's true during Moshe Rabbeinu's time, as well as during the entire history of the Jewish nation, and certainly including our times, maybe especially during our times, we have problems. We have tzaras. Sometimes we even have very, very big problems that might be blocking the geula. It's true. But we need to know, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to know, every leader needs to know, every Jew needs to know that at our core, at the core, there is a fire that is burning. And that fire represents our nefesh Yehudi that will never allow our bush to be consumed. And when we look at it from the outside, it makes no sense. How have we continued to survive? Why are we still here? How are we still here throughout our difficult galus? And sometimes we stop and we wonder and we think, I'm not becoming better. We're not becoming better as we should be. How many messages does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to send us? And we constantly seem to be messing up. And Hashem tells Moshe, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. Take off your shoes from your feet. Our shoes represent the base of our physicality. It's the very thing that holds up our physical body. So the shoe always represents our physicality. Take off your physicality. Take off what you're seeing in front of your eyes. And na'al also comes from the same sharish as man'ul, which is a lock. Take off your perceptions that lock you in. Take off the lock. Take off the very material and superficial view that you have. And you will see that the land that you are standing on, Admas Kodeshi, Klal Yisrael has a Kedusha, it's holy land. You're standing within Klal Yisrael. And this Kedusha and this fire that's burning in us that does not allow us, our sometimes very thorny bush, to ever get consumed, we will always survive. And when we can do that, and when we can transcend the difficulties of our reality, whatever the thorns may be coming from the outside, the thorns may be coming from the inside, the thorns may be our own Yetzirah, which we're fighting. However we want to translate those thorns could be anti-Semitism, those thorns could be whatever tzara we're dealing with. But if we can transcend, if we could take the na'al off, if we could take our man'ul, whatever it is that's locking us in, whatever it is that's making us hard for us to get out of it, we'll see, we can see, then we'll be able to see the Admas Kodesh. We'll be able to see in our very bitter, thorny difficulties that the fire within us is the fire of the Shechina, which protects us and tells us to persevere and tells us that we will always, always, always survive.